Good day, everybody. Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West. And day two of our recipes is my perfect lobster tail. Now, it's very important that you always remember whenever you're getting seafood, you want to get it local, you want to get the best. And trust my buddies down at Sierra Seafood Specialties in Oakhurst, California. Call my buddy Joe, tell him Chef Albert sent you. He may give you a really great deal. But it's very important that we always remember we want to have everything as fresh as possible. And when I do my perfect lobster tail, I always remember I yield for four people. So what we're going to do is we're actually going to take two lobster tails. We're going to cut those completely in half. Now, don't get me wrong. I know we have some of our people who love lobster tail. And don't get me wrong, it is incredible. But too much of anything can be bad for you. Lobster is very, very high in cholesterol. So we want to make sure that we're all eating healthy here on the California Fresh Kitchen. So what we're going to do to get started is we're going to take 2 4-ounce lobster tails. I'm going to split those right down the middle. If you have some really good cutting shears, I recommend using that because lobsters can be very, very spiny and I don't want nobody to get cut. And they are very, very sharp if you're not doing this correctly. We're going to get those 4 lobster tails. We're going to put them on a sheet pan. I'm going to top that with a quarter pound of butter. So we're going to take that quarter. We're going to divide that quarter pound into an extra 4 different servings so we could put on each of our lobster tail. We're going to top that with a little bit of chili powder, ground paprika, 2 tablespoons of cayenne pepper. And we're also going to get a fresh clove of garlic. And I like to just get the garlic and kind of just smash it on the table. And then I like to rub it all over the lobster, the meat. And we're going to get some of that nice, that natural garlic juice to be starting to flow out of those cloves right onto the garlic. So that way we have that garlic flavor, but the garlic isn't going to be so there in our dish. We don't want it to be the base of what we're having. Whenever you have lobster, it's for something special. So we want to make sure that when we do this, that we remember that our garlic, we're just going to really rub it onto our lobster. We're not going to be putting it directly on there. It's very important that we do that because we don't want to be tasting a lot of garlic here. I like to use 4 tablespoons of Rosenthal olive branches, Arbasana olive oil. And I put this on top of the lobster as well. So we mix that beautiful oil with a little bit of that butter. And I promise you guys, this is one recipe you're never going to forget. I throw that bad boy in the oven, 325 degrees, and I'm just going to watch it. And it really doesn't take no more than 7 to 10 minutes. If you've got a convection oven, I would even say don't put the fan on so you can have a more consistent lobster tail. And I promise you will love this. For this and many more of my Untamed recipes, follow me at www.hhtheuntamedchef.com. And as always, this is Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef for Agnet West.